Blog Talk Radio.
They said we could
stay in the cells at long enough.
Absolutely.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Originally from Buffalo, New York, and now living in Nashville, Amanda Nagurny is making her mark in the country music world. Her new CD, So Full of Country, has just been released, and she's recently filmed a video for one of the songs on it. I'm happy to welcome Amanda Nagurny to the show. Hey, Amanda.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing terrific. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good, you know, keeping busy and, you know, just been trying to stay awake, getting through all this stuff for booking my tour right now. So.
Yeah, you've got a lot on the go right now, the new CD, and you've got shows coming up. And I understand that you do all your own booking. So, as you say, that takes up a lot of time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, now that I'm here in Nashville, I do, you know, I'm starting to get some help, you know, starting to meet a lot of people to help me. But, you know, since now I've been doing all my booking and then, you know, a lot of it comes with referral, but at the same time, you know, you have to get yourself to that point and it can be a lot of work, but it's so worth it in the end.
Yeah, you've done pretty well with a lot of the gigs that you've gotten, opening up for Gretchen Wilson, Travis Tritt, Canada's own Michelle Wright. And coming up August 24th at Art Park in Lewiston, New York, Sarah Evans. So what is it like getting to work and open for these great country artists?
You know, it's really an honor to be able to do that because, you know, a lot of times you meet these artists and you look at them and you learn a lot and, you know, you kind of see what you want to be like when you get to their point and if you get to their point. So, I mean, it's just cool to be able to be on the same stage as them and kind of get to know them as a person as well. It's just, it's cool from both ends.
And you were telling me about with Gretchen Wilson, the show, and you had a chance to spend some time with her, and I guess she invited your family as well onto her tour bus?
Yeah, I mean, she was kind of, once she got off the stage, she got right on her bus and, you know, refused a lot of, you know, because she had to go to her next show. And me and my family were standing outside the bus and she goes, hey, her tour manager came out and said, hey, do you want to come on the bus and hang out with everybody and kind of party? So, you know, we were on her bus and I met her 9-year-old daughter and I don't know, it was pretty cool. It was something different that a lot of people don't really get to experience every day,
yeah.
I'd say.
No doubt. Yeah, that sounds terrific. Now, we'll talk all about your new CD. It's your second one called So Full of Country. But I want to go back to when you were younger. And can you tell us, Amanda, when you recall music sort of first getting a hold of you?
Oh, geez. This was about, I'd say, 16 years ago. I mean, I was really young. My parents got me involved with piano lessons at first. And then they always listened to, you know, the country music, Travis Tritt and Alan Jackson and all that. And they were huge inspirations to me. So that's kind of where I started just singing little karaoke things here and there and then just kicked off from there. And I guess that's where I am now is opening
wow.
for Gretchen Wilson and doing all those fun things.
And I understand you also took up the guitar, I guess, in the last 4 years. And that's where you do most of your songwriting?
Yeah, you know, it's. I'm so glad that I actually did learn. I one day I said, you know what, I got to do this, and it, you know, it really helps me with my songwriting. And you know, it's good because I don't have to count on other people for shows. I can do it myself, and you know, it's just it's one of the best things I ever did.
And how important do you feel? I mean, I think we all know in Nashville, songwriting is just such a big thing, and for the artists and for people who are songwriters, basically do that as a living. Can you sort of talk about how important you think songwriting is for your career?
Well, I think it's a huge thing because now, you know, everybody says Nashville, you know, everybody's got the cookie, you know, the cookie cutter. Everybody's kind of the same. You got to make yourself stick out in every way possible. And, you know, so whether it's through songwriting, playing the guitar, making yourself different appearance-wise, you know, I just lost 30 pounds, you know, because, you know, I liked my pizza. So, you know, you just kind of got to, you know, got to go full force with it and try whatever you can to make yourself different. And songwriting is huge because it can express yourself as an artist and, you know, make people, I don't know, suck them into what you're doing. And if they like it, then that's the good part of it.
Now, when you've gotten up at some of these songwriting nights in Nashville where you share songs, usually just you and your guitar, is it sometimes you get a bit nervous when you're sharing a song for the first time and you know you feel it's really good, but you're not sort of sure what the reaction's going to be?
I definitely experienced that. I when I first got here to Nashville, I wrote a song that I've been dying to write, and you know, I tried it out for the first time at one of the bars down here, and I was hoping that I'd get a good turnout, and you know, it got pretty well received. But it's tough sometimes to see people's opinion on the song, you know, whether it's clapping or cheering or whatever
right.
It is. But, you know, I mean, that's kind of the tough part. But after a while, once you kind of get yourself notable as far as the songwriting goes, then, you know, then that's the good part.
Definitely. And it's a great place to show off a song at those writing nights in Nashville. And I understand the first song that you ever wrote, which became the title track of your first CD, called Getting Out of This Town. And
yeah.
So for the first one you wrote, did pretty good, turned out really well. What was it like to sort of write that first one?
Well, you know, I never even thought ever in my entire life that I'd be able to songwrite. And I just sat down one day because I was thinking how I really just wanted to get out of Buffalo and move out of Nashville. So I kind of started writing a poem, and it turned into a song. And, you know, ever since then, I've just been songwriting, you know. And but that whole CD was a huge learning experience for me as far as everything goes, you know. It was more of the older country, and I learned my vocal range. I learned, you know, guitar, you know, pretty much everything I did on that first CD, I did, you know, better on my second CD. So I'm happy that I did that.
And the first CD is called Getting Out of This Town, and if people want to sort of hear samples of it and check out more about you, they can go to amandanagurney.com. You're also at all the other social media sites, Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, all that great stuff. So the second CD, as you mentioned, you've really noticed a growth in, I guess, your singing and your writing, and then the new one, of course, is called So Full of Country.
Yep. Yeah, the new one is, it's definitely expresses me as a person, you know, pretty well. It's pretty diverse. Has a lot of different songs that a lot of people can relate to, a mix of country, pop, country rock. I think it's just a good mix of everything, and that's why I can kind of relate to a lot of different audiences as far as, you know, genres go and pretty much everything age-wise. So that's why I really like and enjoy this CD.
Well, let's talk about one of the songs, and then we'll share it as well. The song is called Gone Fishing, and you just shot a video for it. And I'll get you to talk about that maybe after the song. But before we play it, Amanda, could you talk about the inspiration behind it? Now, I do believe that you wrote it about your father, great memories with him and fishing at a lake or creek. If you want to talk about the song, then we'll share it with everyone.
Sure. Well, this song is pretty important to myself. Me and my dad used to go fishing all the time. Pretty much every weekend we'd go out, get our tackle box, and go out and go for breakfast. And this is pretty much just a song about, you know, us going out and fishing and having a good time and being next to each other. And I think a lot of other people can relate to it as well if they're fishermen or fisherwomen.
Exactly. Well, let's share the song now, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about the making of the video. This is Gone Fishing, sung by Amanda Nagurney here out in the country.
Right here, right now, with you, can't you see? what's fighting at the end of the line. And I've got you out by my side, with a couple of fears watching the butterflies. And I'm sitting right here at the end of the dock on fishing. I got my own tank top and a pair of flip flops and jeans.
Country artist Amanda Nagurney, and that is her song, Gone Fishing. It's found on her So Full of Country CD. Great song, Amanda, a lot of energy, and sort of takes you on a little trip there. Do you want to talk about making the video of the song?
Yeah, this was the funnest part about the entire song. You know, I got all my friends, and it was kind of like a little party. You know, later on at night, I did two separate sections. I did, you know, obviously the first part being the fishing part, and I only caught one fish, which is not normal. And then later at night, we got all my friends together, and I sang by the campfire, and, you know, we had a little bar scene. So it was really interesting because, you know, just putting a music video together is such a creative process, and, you know, having all your friends there and family there with you is just, it's really cool to be able to do something like that. So I definitely, you know, if somebody has a few bucks to put a music video together, it's definitely an experience.
Do you feel pretty comfortable in front of the cameras and sort of acting out the scenes that you do?
Yeah, I mean, by now I have, you know, since I've had a lot of experience with it. But at first it was tough because, you know, it's acting and trying to think about what you have to do. But, you know, I'm used to it by now, and it's a whole lot of fun to me to do that.
That's great. Now, you recently made the move to Nashville, the full-time move, so you're living there now from the Buffalo area. How has it been adjusting there? I'm sure it's exciting, too, to be right in Music City.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot different. The culture is totally different. The people are different, but it's pretty cool because, you know, you're around songwriters and singers and everybody that's doing the same thing 24/7, so it's pretty cool to be around people like that, as far as you can learn a lot, and especially networking is a huge thing. So it's been a good move so far.
And have you had a chance to book some co-writing sessions with writers around town?
Well, I have a lot of people interested. I haven't been here too long, so that's definitely something that is in my plans. Since I've been here, I've written definitely my own songs fully, but I know it's good to get involved with other songwriters, so I'm in the process of doing that.
Great. I wanted to ask you, now aside from a good voice, which you've got, and songwriting skills, and you've got that as well, what else do you think, Amanda, that it takes to stand out and sort of start to make a mark in Nashville?
Oh, geez. Well, you know, a lot of it's just, you know, having a good name and having a good reputation, because things can definitely expand pretty well. It's a small town, but it's a big town in the same aspect. You know, a lot of people can get to know your name pretty fast. It's just really like, I have to say, I'd hate to say this, but a lot of it's who you know and the people that you meet.
Sure.
So you have to be good and do things right. But, you know, it's kind of like a lucky thing, too. I mean, if you're lucky, if you're in the right place at the right time, it's kind of like you never know. You never know where you can be that somebody could be there. So it's kind of hard to put my finger on what's going to make me big, you know?
yeah, exactly. You're right. So much of it is just sort of that chance encounter. Maybe you're playing some night somewhere, singing one of your songs, and you know, like you say, the right person is there, and they hear you, and that's when things start to really happen.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely true. So you never know.
Now, on the subject of the CD, so when you went into the studio to record, were you pretty comfortable, and were you the producer that you were working with, was he able to bring out the best in your vocals?
Well, you know, I've done both of my CDs pretty much at the same place here in Nashville. I've done a few other studios here and there, and you know, I think the next time around when I do my next CD, I'm going to have a full-on, like, you know, I had a producer before, but I think that I could definitely bring out a lot more in my next album. Just like anything, you learn from everything that you do, and you keep moving on. And, you know, so yep. I think that he brought out a lot in me, but I think I have a lot more still, you know, still waiting to come out. And even with my range, you know, show people my range more and all that type of fun stuff.
Yeah, for sure. It's always great to be getting better at what you do, right? And that's what, you know, day after day, that's what happens.
Oh, yeah. You know, every day you get better, especially, I mean, even just these past few months, like with me opening up on these big stages for 20 to 30,000 people, you know, you just give it your all. Like, I've noticed that no matter what audience you're in front of, if it's one or two people or 20,000, you just give it your all no matter what. And it's fun. And, you know, it's what you love to do, so it shouldn't make much of a difference.
Now, I've heard some singers say that they actually get more nervous with smaller crowds than those big 20,000, 30,000. How is it for you? Is it that way, or is it equal nervousness?
It's so true. I mean, like, let's just say you go in front of a small class of kids, you know, they're more opinionated than a group of 20 people. And it's tougher, especially when some family members are like, come on, you know, sing at a family gathering. It's weird, but you get nervous in front of the smaller crowd. So,
interesting.
You know. It is very interesting, and I can't.
Yeah. Now, did you
that one either?
Yeah. Did you come from a musical family at all, or is this something that you've started on your own?
My parents do not sing at all. Most of my family really don't sing. The only person, my third or fourth cousin, was Frank Sinatra. So, which
wow.
I think it's my cousin, but it's my grandmother, my great grandmother's cousin. So I don't know what that would be to me. But I think it's like third or fourth or fifth cousin, something like that. So I got some of his blood, so maybe that could be it.
Very cool. We're going to get to your next song, which is also from your new CD called So Full of Country. And this one is called Just Me and the Road. Really beautiful song. I really enjoy it. Do you want to talk about the inspiration behind writing it, Amanda? And then we'll let our listeners hear it.
Yeah, well, I came up with the title just, you know, pretty much because I'm on the road a lot. And you know, sometimes when you get lonely, you know, it's literally just you and the road. You don't have that person next to you. And, you know, if you're traveling a lot, especially if there's somebody that you love, whether it's a family member or a boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. So it was pretty much a song just about just me and the road and traveling and being on tour. You know, I put it all together into a song, and it turned out really well.
This is Amanda Nagurny, and the song is called Just Me and the Road here on In the Country.
Cigarettes, and I was headed down to Tennessee. It was a night I won't forget, and I was drumming on my sixth string. Never felt so alone, and I was headed down the interstate, listening to the radio. It was the night on 4th of July when I was down in New Orleans. Thinking about my baby and how we were meant to be. And I was strumming all my six strings, singing our love song. And I was thinking about that night with you when I said, just me and the road. got 15 more miles to go before I reach another town. And he was thinking about his baby, wishing she would turn around. And I was strumming on my six strings, singing our love song. And I was thinking about that night with you when I said,
country artist Amanda Nagurny and her song, Just Me and the Road. You can find it on her So Full of Country CD. And she's originally from Buffalo, New York, now living in Nashville. I wanted to ask you, Amanda, where our listeners can buy your CD. Can they get it off of your website?
Yeah, they can go to the store page of my website, AmandaNagurny.com, or they can buy it at CD Baby, do a search under my name, or iTunes, I think Rhapsody, you know, a bunch of the music places you can pretty much buy it at.
Great. Now, what is it like at an Amanda Nagurny concert? What can people expect when they go to see you?
Well, just a lot of energy. You know, I never really, I mean, I slow it down sometimes, but not too much. A lot of energy, just a lot of fun and a lot of interaction with the crowd. You know, that's pretty much what my show's about, just having fun. And I mix it up a lot, too. Do my originals, do a lot of, you know, some covers in there, you know. It just depends on the venue, so we just have fun.
Now, I wanted to ask you about cover songs, and what are some of your favorite ones to do?
Surprisingly, Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses is one of my favorite.
Nice.
Cheater, Cheater, I don't know if you know that song by Joey and Rory.
Yeah, I sure do.
Yeah, those are a few of my favorites. So, you know, because they're fun to do, I can rock out on stage, and it's pretty cool.
Now, if you could record a whole album of cover songs, say of one artist, can you think of what artist out there you would record their songs for an album?
Yeah, well, a huge inspiration of mine has always been Miranda Lambert. I love her songwriting, her personality. She's beautiful. You know, the stage presence that she has at her shows, and I just love her music. So if it was one person, I'd have to say her.
And she's doing real well, especially lately. She's just climbing the charts with The House That Built Me, of course, and her new album.
Oh, yeah, she's doing really well. I'm really happy. I seen her when she was just pretty much not starting off, but, you know, on her way to success. And she's definitely come a long way. I mean, even her vocal ability, she's just gotten so much better. And I just love her to death.
What about artists that you'd like to meet that you haven't met yet? Who would be on top of your list you'd enjoy meeting and maybe asking a couple of questions of?
Oh, geez, that's a tough one.
Probably a bunch.
There is quite a few. I mean, I definitely obviously would have to say Miranda, just because we're kind of on the same path as far as doing things. You know, she's had her parents' support throughout this, and I do as well. Oh, gosh, who else could I say? One person that just comes off the top of my head is Shania Twain, because I listen to her a lot. And, you know, even though she's not as huge as what she used to be, you know, she was kind of that person that made a huge impact on people and kind of changed the country world over into kind of like a country pop type thing. So if it was somebody, I'd definitely have to say her as well.
Yeah, she was a real trailblazer for sure, coming out in the 90s. And like you say, she put a pop sound in country and just took it to the top. And I think that a lot of the females that have come since her obviously, you know, owe a debt to her, and she sort of paved the way.
Oh, I definitely think so. So she'd be a pretty cool person to get, have some questions
to ask. Definitely. Can you think of a question you might ask either her or Miranda, anything maybe either about the business, you know, how they've succeeded or?
There's so many that I could think of. Probably just what do you think made yourself stick out and made yourself different to where, you know, to make you where you are now? Because I think that's a tough part where a lot of people have a problem with is making themselves different, because you go to every bar downtown and a lot of people are doing the same stuff, the same material, and everybody acts the same. And it's just like, you know, you really have to, it's really important to make yourself different here.
That is so true. Yeah, you've got to stand out in some way for sure. In our remaining moments, we're speaking with Amanda Nagurny on the line with us from Nashville. I wanted to ask you about your goals for this year, for the rest of 2010. What are some of the things you're looking to accomplish?
Well, I have quite a bit of goals. Right now I'm working on getting, like, a short-term goal is getting my band together so I can tour. I want to tour the U.S., and especially my biggest goal is getting a song on the radio to the top 40. You know, that comes with a lot of work and comes with a lot of meeting people along the way, but that's one of my huge goals, as well as getting on a permanent tour with, like, a big artist. You know, I've opened for a lot of artists to get on that permanent tour, so we'll see.
Excellent. Well, Amanda, I wish you all the best. It's been a real pleasure to speak with you. I've enjoyed the music, and I know you're going to continue to do well.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I appreciate you talking to me.
Awesome. It's been a real pleasure. My guest today has been country artist Amanda Nagurny. Be sure to head to amandanagurny.com and you can find out lots more about her. I'm Dave Woods, and that wraps up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting.